To strike that balance between being visible and communicating constantly in touch and giving them creative time, that, you know, productive deep work time. How do you set the boundaries? Does it depend on the founder and their culture, or is it something that that there's an industry standard for?
Yeah, so I think it's a kind of multi-layered problem, right? So at one layer you have communication. Of how do we communicate as a distributed team? Is it just, you know, we have a chat system and we're all kind of something like Slack, right, where we're kind of getting constant messages from team members everywhere all the time? Is it some kind of more structured platform where we have meetings and we have ways to interact? Is it some kind of document structure where we're just doing, you know, let's say we're producing some design specs and putting them in a Google Doc and using that through, you know, for a feedback and kind of review mechanism? So I think there's different layers of how we communicate that equate to visibility. I think when I think of visibility, it's more like, is my voice important to the team? Is my viewpoint, does it have the respect of the team? Do people trust that my perspective and experience are adding value to the conversation? And I think that technology is not the answer. We obviously have come to rely on things like Google Docs and collaborative documents like Microsoft, you know, SharePoint, whatever, to feel like we're collaborating, because, you know, you produce a document, has some designs in it, I come in at some point in time and I'm looking at what you've produced, I'm reviewing it. We're not having a conversation, but we're having this kind of asynchronous exchange of ideas. And then, you know, I think what that leads to is just the sort of disjointed, okay, I've got five reviewers who have given me different perspectives. Now I have to kind of take those into my, you know, synthesize those somehow into a response. And it's still a team working together to produce an outcome, but it's just really, the voices are kind of, the voices are so virtual that they're not, it's not an immediate impact, right? So I'm not seeing what you're thinking at the time you're seeing and saying it. So there is an immediacy thing, I think, that in the design discipline, there's an immediacy factor that can help teams feel like they're in a room together, that there's more of a kind of a direct channel versus like these, you know, these kind of distracting messages that always come in, like Slack can, you know, can bombard you constantly. If you're on a Slack channel, you know, you might have 10 Slack channels and they're constantly having some chatter going on. So there's this tension between how much information do I need for communication to be effective versus how much time do I need as an individual on a distributed team to do production work? Because at some point you have to just be able to crank out some content, right?